Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Monday, July 6th. What's a key difference between the COVID-19 outbreak now and the one that swept through the U.S. in the spring? We'll explain. And Kanye West announces he's running for president. But it's a little more complicated than that. What to know about next steps? Plus, Airbnb announces age limits, the impact of the pandemic on pianos. And the research proves it. Money maybe can buy happiness. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there's a bit of a bright spot even as we see a surge of new cases in this COVID-19 outbreak. It seems fewer people who are infected are dying. And that's one of the main differences between the outbreak we're seeing now and the one that hit the Northeast back in April. So what changed between early spring and midsummer? Why are more people getting infected but fewer people dying? Experts say the answer is threefold. One, awareness and testing. People are getting tested sooner, so they're finding out they're infected before it's too late to get treated. Two, the treatment itself. Doctors aren't as baffled by what they're seeing, and they have more tools to fight the virus right away. And three, a shift in who's getting infected. Now, most people getting COVID-19 are under the age of 50. In most places, the median age is 35. And remember, the risk of having severe illness from COVID-19 increases with age. Still, we should note the trend of high case counts and low death rates might not last. As the New York Times says, death reports usually lag a few weeks behind diagnoses. So it's still kind of wait and see. Meanwhile, states like Arizona, Florida, and Texas all keep breaking records for the number of new confirmed cases. In fact, Florida surpassed its record again, reporting nearly 11,500 new cases in just one day on Saturday, and that's only a few away from the daily case record New York hit back in April. Also, some hospitals in the new hotspots are reaching or nearing capacity. Health experts are concerned celebrations from 4th of July weekend will mean things are about to get worse. The World Health Organization reports there's a record rise in the number of COVID-19 cases around the world as well. And it's now prompted more than 200 scientists from more than 30 countries to write an open letter to the WHO, pushing for them to recognize that the virus lingers in the air indoors. They point to evidence showing the virus can spread beyond the recommended 6 feet of distance when indoors, and especially in places without good ventilation. But the World Health Organization says not so fast, that the evidence is not strong enough yet to change their recommendations. The WHO maintains that the new coronavirus primarily spreads by infected people who sneeze and cough, and that those droplets quickly fall to the floor. So we'll let you know if there are any updates to the official guidance. Protesters in dozens of American cities spent the 4th of July weekend rallying against systemic racism in America. Rallies, marches, and sit-ins were held in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, to name a few. Most were peaceful, but there was a tragedy at one protest. In Seattle, Washington, a car drove into a crowd of protesters on a closed freeway. 24-year-old Summer Taylor died, and another person is seriously injured in the hospital. Police arrested the man behind the wheel, but his motive is still unclear. Elsewhere, protests were focused on monuments. A group of heavily armed but still peaceful protesters marched through Stone Mountain Park near Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday. They were demanding the removal of a 9-story-high monument that depicts Confederate leaders. In Baltimore, Maryland, they didn't just march. Protesters pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and tossed it into the city's inner harbor. Officers in Baltimore let that destruction happen, but in other places, police stepped in. Police used pepper spray and made arrests to clear out protesters blocking a highway leading up to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, where President Trump then spoke on Friday evening. In two big weekend speeches, President Trump criticized people damaging monuments in recent weeks. The president accused what he called angry mobs of trying to erase history and said Americans should speak proudly of their heritage. Also, during a speech at Mount Rushmore, President Trump announced he was signing an executive order to establish the National Garden of American Heroes. He said it would feature statues of the, quote, greatest Americans to ever live. The list includes founding fathers like George Washington, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., and some people who died more recently, like conservative Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. In the order, Trump establishes a task force and gives it 2 months to submit a report with the best locations and building options for these new statues. Meanwhile, Trump's rival in the race for president called on Americans to, quote, rip the roots of systemic racism out of the U.S. Former Vice President Joe Biden said it's up to Americans to live up to the words that founded the nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. He's already a rapper, producer, and fashion designer, and now Kanye West could be a presidential candidate. Over the weekend, West tweeted he's running for president in 2020. But if he's actually serious, he has a lot of work to do in a very short amount of time. CNN says he still needs to register with the Federal Election Commission, present a campaign platform, collect enough signatures to get on the November ballot, and more. In fact, Kanye West already missed the deadline to file as an independent in 6 states. And these are pretty big states with a lot of voters. Texas, North Carolina, New York, Maine, New Mexico, and Indiana. Still, even if he doesn't end up on the ballot, he could convince supporters to vote for him as a write-in candidate, where they literally have to write in his name. And yes, he does have some big-name supporters, like his wife Kim Kardashian West, who retweeted his announcement, and Tesla founder Elon Musk, who says he supports the rapper. Remember, West has actually talked about this before. He first said he would run for president at the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards. And he's mentioned it since then, too, including last year when he tweeted 2024, like he might run in the next election cycle. But now it seems he's thinking 2020. Some think it's just a publicity stunt for his new single and upcoming album. But even if he is serious, he's not expected to win. Still, some political experts say he could impact the race. Pollsters told USA Today he could use his celebrity to possibly take votes away from Joe Biden. Though others say we would need new polling to know for sure. And remember, a lot can happen in the next 4 months. To be continued. We have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. Our routines have changed these days, and it's meant new opportunities for learning. Yet with thousands of options available, finding the best way to learn can be a bit overwhelming. Well, one great option is an app called Blinkist. It's unique. Blinkist gives you the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from over 3,000 nonfiction bestsellers in over 27 categories. Blinkist condenses them down into blinks, which you can read or listen to in just 15 minutes. I love it for when I want to quickly read up on a news-related topic with blinks such as the future home in the 5G area, or for when I want a dose of motivation about business or leadership with blinks like The Virgin Way by Richard Branson. In fact, right now, Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and up to 65% off their new option of full audiobooks, which are yours to keep forever, by the way. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. Now, back to the news. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline is now just a pipe dream for developers. After 6 years of fighting for the project, Dominion Energy and Duke Energy canceled the whole thing. Remember, the natural gas pipeline was supposed to be 600 miles long, going from West Virginia through Virginia to North Carolina. It would have cost $8 billion. The project was first announced back in 2014, and the goal was to complete it by 2018. Obviously, that part didn't happen. It was delayed because environmental groups sued, mostly over permits. They worried the pipeline would damage landscapes and hurt wildlife. But the U.S. Energy Secretary has said the pipeline is a way to bring reliable and affordable energy to more Americans. Well, ultimately, the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in last month and gave the developers a victory, allowing the permits. But it doesn't matter. Now those developers say it's just not worth it. In a statement, Duke and Dominion said the project was, quote, too uncertain to justify investing anymore. Boeing is apparently pulling the plug on its 747 jumbo jets. These are the iconic 700-passenger planes that have a humped nose and 4 engines. They've been in service for about 50 years now, but the last batch is reportedly set to roll out of the factory in about 2 years. As Bloomberg reports, Boeing has not officially announced the change, but recent financial statements confirm it. For industry experts, this is no surprise. They say airlines have been transitioning to smaller planes for years because they burn less fuel. Airbnb is rolling out new age restrictions. It's no longer letting people under 25 years old rent houses in their own area. Airbnb thinks this will prevent unauthorized house parties. That said, there are some exceptions to this rule. For example, young people with 3 good reviews and no bad ones are exempt from the new policy. And it's important to clarify, this under 25 rule only applies to people who are trying to book a place in their own community. In other words, they're still free to book vacation homes elsewhere. It might be the new pandemic hobby. Piano makers and dealers say they've seen a surge in sales the last several months. Take Yamaha, for example. Back in April, it saw a 60% spike in digital piano sales compared to the year before. And dealers say these last 3 months have been some of their busiest ever. It's a pleasant surprise. The New York Times reports some thought the pandemic might put them out of business, but it seems the opposite has happened. And that's it for your main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about how an old saying might be wrong because a new study found maybe money actually can buy happiness. The study analyzed more than 4 decades of data from one of the longest-running surveys in the U.S. In it, people were asked if they were very happy, pretty happy, or not too happy. Their answers were then compared to things like how much money they make. In all, the survey found the link between income and happiness has steadily risen over the years. So in theory, the more money you make, the happier you'll be. But the data shows 40 years ago, that connection was not quite as strong. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. A quick heads up, though, we changed our handle on social media. We are now at NewsworthyPod across Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So if you share the show online, we would love to see it. Be sure to tag us with our new name at NewsworthyPod. As always, the Newsworthy Podcast is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. All backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.